Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Far too often we look to our circumstances to determine what's going to happen next in our lives. We often think that our joy is dependent on our circumstances. But you must not allow yourself to be defined by your past or chained by your current circumstances. Don't let your present circumstances dictate your connection and faith in God. Know that there is an ever-present, all-knowing, compassionate God who cares for you and loves you, regardless of your personal circumstances. And a connection with Him is what matters most. You see, we are defined by our relationships more than anything else. You and I can build a close relationship with God and begin to see the limitless possibilities we have in Him. In today's message titled, You're Not Defined by Your Circumstances, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to not allow your present circumstances to dictate your faith in God.
God's plan for your life is for you to be fruitful. God's intention for your life is that you will be fruitful and know that you are favored. Being connected to God will define everything in your life because your life depends on who you are connected to. Abiding in God means you are fruitful. Listen to what John chapter 15 verses 1 to 8 says. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Hallelujah. You know, other translations say, remain in me. In these verses that I have just read, Jesus uses the phrase, abide in me, 7 times. And so in the Bible, if something is repeated, God is trying to get your attention. He's saying, you better pay attention to this. He really wants us to understand that it's important that we are connected to the vine. And so our connection to the vine, our connection to the presence of God, will determine our fruitfulness. It doesn't matter what you think you are going through. Being connected to God shifts everything. It changes everything, my friend. Jesus speaks of bearing fruit in the scripture I have just read in John chapter 15. And declares in verse 15 that without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. That verse 5 of John chapter 15. You are limitless in Christ. Life is about who you are connected to and not your circumstances or situation. It doesn't matter how you see yourself limited or how people limit you. You are limitless in God. God's word spoken over your life is sufficient. God's word is sufficient, and that's all you need. Look to God, see past the physical, and then just be connected to him. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? That's recorded in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 37. His word is powerful and sufficient for us. It's not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. That's Jeremiah 23:29. So it's about who you are connected to. It's about whose word is on your life and whom you are trusting. You are not defined by whatever season or circumstance that you are going through or you think you are going through. You are not defined by what people say about you or what you say about yourself. You are defined by the presence of God in your life. You are defined by who you are connected to. And so if you walk with the Lord in the light of His word, instead of according to the situation that we are in or the season we are in, if we are walking in the presence of God, if we are connected to God, we are always going to be fruitful in season and out of season. You are always going to walk in the favor of God because favor and fruitfulness are connected to who you are connected to. God gives us favor and He bears fruit through us. So once you are connected to Him, we are going to bear fruits. So some of you need to take a step back from your circumstance and stop allowing it to define where you are and who you are. Because if you are in Christ Jesus, you can say, Lord, I thank you for the favor in my life. I thank you that you are producing fruits in my life. I thank you that you are always producing this fruit in my life because you are connected to Him and because you are connected to the vine. David was seen as a shepherd boy, but he was a king even though his family didn't honor him. It doesn't matter if they discriminate against you. God's word on your life is sufficient to make you succeed. Who you are connected to is sufficient to make you succeed. Be connected to God. Look to God and see past the physical. All you need to do is to be obedient and cooperate with God. Abraham was seen as an old man incapable of having children, but God brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. We are talking about being connected to God and God's word being spoken over you. His word is sufficient for you. So look to the all-sufficient God. God took Abraham outside to look towards heaven so he could see beyond the natural and see it the way God wants it to be. That's exactly what Jesus did for the miracle of the loaves and fish to happen. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. That's a great miracle because Jesus connected to God, looked unto God. Joseph was regarded as a Hebrew slave boy, rapist, prisoner, a failure in life, but the word of God said he was a governor. We have to allow our doubts and fears to be diminished. Any negative thought, whatever is coming into your path that's negative, you do not speak those words. You only speak the word God has spoken over your life. Contradict those negative words and start saying what God says about you. Know who you are connected to. Condemn those words and start saying God's words over your life. Say what God says about your finances, what God says about your family, what God says about your future. You've got a hope and a future ahead of you. Just be connected to God and cooperate with Him. Your future is great when you align yourself with God's word. When we allow our doubts and our fears to take control, that's when we stop what God wants to do in our lives. If you are in that place right now, where you are fearful, where you are doubting, you need to align yourself with the word of God. Be connected to His word. Be connected to the Almighty God. Be connected to the vine. We should never look at the problem. We need to look at the problem solver, who we are connected to. That's Almighty God. What's Jesus saying about the situation? What's he saying about your life? Look to all-sufficient God. Put your trust in him and cooperate with him. By being in contact and connected to him, you are actually cooperating with the Almighty God, and all will be well with you. I pray that that will be your portion today. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the one who will feed you. I am the one who will sustain you. I am the one who will help you. For so many people, so many times of their lives, they are malnourished in so many areas of their lives. They go to someone or something that promises something that they can never deliver. So why do you spend on what's not food? People consulting other people who will not help them at all. They labor without any fruit. The Bible says that all is vanity. It refers to the vanity and pride of humans. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun? That's what the Bible says. We look at something that we think can help us or sustain us, but it's actually starving us. We put our trust in things advertising something they don't have. They are advertising that there are good things here. Come and get some. What God is looking for in our lives is not that we get things right. God wants us to connect to him so that we can bear fruit. He's not looking at how well we think or we are doing. He's not looking at how successful we are. He's not looking at how people think we are. He's looking for fruits in season and out of season. And that can only happen when we are connected to the vine. Oftentimes, people define things they go through according to seasons. If you are going through time of opportunities opening up, when things are great, we say it's booming time. When we are praying and it seems nothing's happening, it's like we are in barren seasons. But my friend, just cooperate with God, be connected to him, you will bear fruit. Know that fruit and God's favor are on your life. Fruit and God's favor on your life has nothing to do with what you are going through or what you think is or isn't happening. God's favor on your life and the fruit that you are producing in your life is irrespective of your circumstances. It's just about who you are connected to. Maybe in your life you are asking God, how can you expect me to be fruitful with what I have done in the past and what I'm going through? My friend, put your trust in God and remain connected to him and all will be well. And if you have not trusted Christ as your personal savior, now is the time to do so. So you will bear fruits, fruits that will remain. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.